Christ's glory, His divine story. Every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live. Stay tuned.
The incessant flow of worship to Krishna was Radha's very life. In thoughts of Krishna, she was forever lost. His form danced before her eyes every moment, wakeful and dream. The blue hues of the gurgling Yamuna reminded her of Krishna's charming complexion. The merry chirping of birds stirred in her memories of Krishna's mischievous chuckles. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would play upon his flute, her days passed like moments, filling every moment with that memory she spent her days. All that stood between Krishna and Radha's union was her mortal frame. The day finally came when even that would seamlessly slip away.
Vakka korika korindi paapam Radha.
Radha had one desire.
నాకింకేమి వద్దు స్వామి.
ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ మోర్ స్వామి.
మీ మురళిని ఒక్కతూరి వాయించండి, నేను వింటాను చాలని.
ఐ వాంట్ టు లిసన్ టు యువర్ ఫ్లూట్.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పరుకుతేనే అనుకున్నట్టు.
యు సింగ్ ద గ్లోరీ అండ్ ద మెలడీ సో దట్ అవర్ హార్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఫుల్.
పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతేనే లోలుకు మాటలాడు మా ముకుంద మనసు తీరగా పాట
సార మంత్ర
పాట పాడేటప్పటికి వినింది.
She heard.
ప్రాణం ఇచ్చింది.
She breathed her last.
ప్రాణం విడిచడమే కాకుండా ఆనాటి నుంచి కూడా మురళిని పట్టడం కూడా మానివేశారు.
సిన్స్ దెన్ కృష్ణ డిడ్ నాట్ పికప్ ద ఫ్లూట్ అగైన్.
రాధాకు ఈ యొక్క మురళిని త్యాగం చేశాడు.
హి సాక్రిఫైస్డ్ దిస్ ఫ్లూట్ ఫర్ హర్.
ఆ గానంను త్యాగం చేశాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ ద మెలడీ టు
నట్ట కడపటి పాట కృష్ణుడు ఇది ఒక్కటే చెప్పింది.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ వాస్ ద లాస్ట్ సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ.
రాధ చాలా గొప్ప భక్తురాలు.
Radha is an ardent devotee.
Kanukane bhakti ki anta goppa viluvalicharu.
Devotion is highly valuable.
Itti bhakti ni aanaatu nunchi gopikalu jagattunu vyapti gaavinchetattuga aneka prachara prapanchamulu chestu vacharu.
This principle of devotion has been taught and shared and propagated by these gopikas.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at Bhagwan's lotus feet, this is Karuna signing in live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. You were listening to a melodious rendition a few moments ago, which was sung by Srimati Niranjana Mahalingam. Now, this is one of the last requests by the great devotee of Lord Krishna to him to play the flute as she merged with him. This music was arranged by Radio Sai's very own Anirudh S. The melodious flute was played by Sri Ravi Teja. The narration in English was by Sri Sai Siddhartha. And this piece of music, this musical offering at the lotus feet of our Lord, was mixed and mastered by Sri Sai Shravanam at Resound India Studios in Chennai. As many of you may be aware, Sri Sai Shravanam, Brother Sai Shravanam, is part of the Radio Sai team that works out of Chennai, and he's also world famous because he is the person who composed the music and recorded the music for such well-known movies such as The Quest for Infinity and Life of Pi, the background score. With that, I'm pleased to inform you it is exactly 46 minutes past 9 a.m. Today is the 9th of June 2016 and you're tuned to Radio Sai's Asia Stream. I'm also pleased to inform you further that the hottest season in Prashanti Nilayam is finally and officially over, done with for this year. We are beginning to experience very comfortable cooler breeze early mornings and evenings, and our daily highs are slowly coming down to around mid-30s, that is in Celsius. The minimum temperatures are settling in around 25 degrees, which is a really welcome development, and we have had generous rains in the last little while. It rains almost every day for some time, and this downpour has washed and moistened our soil, also rinsed out all the vegetation, and of course improved the levels of water table under the earth. Right now, the ashram is filled with cool weather and a lot of joy. That is because thousands of Bhagwan's precious students are back in their respective schools and colleges. And Sai hostels and dormitories are abuzz with excitement as Swami students from grade 1 to PhD or doctorate level have all reached their mother-sized nest and are settling down to a new academic year. There's a lot of orientation and welcome back celebrations going on in an atmosphere of love and congeniality. In the divine thermostat that the Supreme Teacher has set up in his institutions, there is no room for any sort of ragging or hazing or any such hurtful, rude or disrespectful behavior. All the newcomers are welcomed warmly with love and respect by their peers and seniors and teachers and made to feel at home in the hostel. With thousands of Bhagwan's sons and daughters back in the Divine Valley, the scene in the Kulwant Hall has altered quite dramatically. Don't you just love the bhajan chorus in the Sai Kulwant Hall when the little primary school children sing in their sweet, high-pitched voices, and the grade ones are barely 5 years old and they look so cute and utterly adorable in their brand new uniforms? Then there are the high school and college students who clap rhythmically with energy during bhajan and bring a lot of zest into the singing. And of course, since all of Swami's students chant the Vedas proficiently, the Vedam is once again resounding with greater power and vibration across the ashram. It's really beautiful to see how Bhagwan's divine institutions are flourishing and how well his legacy of love is growing each day. No one here can miss that perfection of divine will with which everything bearing his sacred name continues to unfold. And I don't mean just here in Prashanti, but elsewhere in the world too. What a perfect and omnipresent Lord we have. And before I forget, dear listeners, the All India Central Board of Secondary Education or CBSE Grade 12 results have been excellent as always. And last week on Morning Glory, I read out the names of the toppers right here. Today, I am further pleased to share with you that our results have once again placed us among India's top 10 schools out of thousands for our academic performance. This year, we are at the 7th position, to be precise. But I have to mention one thing. We are the only school from the entire state of Andhra Pradesh as well as Telangana to reach the top 10. We are also the only school in that list that focuses beyond academics on a wide gamut of other activities, including sports, physical education, fine arts such as music and dance, martial arts, spiritual education that includes Omkar, Suprabhatam chanting, Veda chanting, and many more self-reliance skills in an atmosphere of discipline and devotion. We are also the only school amongst the top India's best in that list that focuses on character education alongside academic achievement. We are also the only school on that list that achieves top academic ranking in a residential school environment where all the students stay in the hostel and there are no expensive special tuition, extra classes, exorbitant coaching centers involved for scoring these marks. Oh, and did I mention that our school is the only school amongst India's top 10 that is located in rural India and most importantly, charges no tuition fee at all to any students. Since its inception till date, every SAI school, every SAI college from grade 1 to university level, all programs are offered free of cost to the students. Admission is based on merit and is open to all. If it sounds too good to be true, well, I urge you, dear listeners, to verify these facts for yourself from any one of the thousands of grateful alumni and their families, including yours truly. I studied here for 6 years in the SAI University, and do you know what my parents paid for my education? Zilch, zero, nothing. Even the thought of a monetary transaction sounds sacrilegious in a relationship as sacred as the one between Bhagwan Baba and his students. And 5 years since his Mahasamadhi, the trust that he has personally set up, namely the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, continues the same tradition and his institutions today are thriving and growing. This morning, as I was driving into the ashram, I saw a lovely big air-conditioned bus drive just ahead of me towards the mandir. It had Love All, Serve All written on it, and it was brand new because it had plastic coverings on the window and so on. And I couldn't tell much else, except that I think it was being driven into the mandir towards the ashram for blessings. Every single day we see that this mission is going to greater heights and increasing its selfless service activities to reach out to more people and make a difference in more and more people's lives, a positive difference. As a matter of fact, even the stream of seekers making a beeline to the ashram 5 years after Bhagwan leaving the body is in fact growing. And what is most fascinating is that most of the newcomers who are coming, a substantial percentage of them who check into the ashram are first-timers. Dear sisters and brothers, Do you recall the doomsday sayers who wrote us off after the Mahasamadhi? What ignorance does one need to have to question the sankalpa of an avatar? As it was, during his visit to earth in the form of Bhagwan Baba, even today, the Lord continues to touch lives and transform hearts. And the devotion and faith of these devotees is an example and inspiration for the rest of us. Today, it is my privilege to bring you a Learning with Love conversation with a judge from Hong Kong. She is a person of Chinese origin, and her time to step into the Sai fold came only after the Mahasamadhi. Yet, her faith and her inner connection with him speak for themselves. And the transformation in her life as a result of coming to Bhagwan, well, I better let you hear it for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so honored to play for you my recently recorded Learning with Love interview with Her Honor, Judge Isabella Chu of Hong Kong. Please have a listen. Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to our occasional series, Learning with Love. Learning with Love is a variant of our Tryst with Divinity conversations with the value-added component, making it Tryst with a twist. In these interviews, Baba's devotees from around the globe speak of the lessons they have learned from their association with Baba. And in sharing these lessons, they bring to life some of the experiences that delivered what are now their mantras for life. Under the spotlight today is Judge Isabella Chu of Hong Kong. And we are recording this conversation on the 21st of May 2016 on the occasion of Buddha Purnima celebrations in the Mandir. Judge Isabella Chu came to know of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba a year after his Mahasamadhi, and that was in 2012. And she has been already involved in many seva activities of the Hong Kong Sai Center in various capacities over the past 4 years. Judge Chu is also actively involved and greatly gives support to the seva activities that are happening for the very first time at the Sai Center in mainland China. On her professional front, Judge Chu has extensive work experience in the area of jurisprudence, having worked as a barrister at law for 18 years in Hong Kong before she was appointed deputy judge in 2013. Just before Bhagwan's birthday on November 23, 2014, she was appointed a permanent judge by the Hong Kong judiciary after a very short period of time as a deputy judge. Judge Isabella Chu has shared her Sai experiences during various Chinese New Year programs celebrated in Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 2015 and 2016, and also during the World Conference of 2016. Sairam, Judge Isabella Chu, and welcome to Learning with Love.
Nothing, Sairam. My most humble bonans at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. Thank you so much to Swami and also to Radio Sai for giving me the chance to share my experience here. Actually, it's truly my honor and my privilege to be interviewed by Sister Karuna. It's really because, you know, all our devotees in Hong Kong, we love Radio Sai so much. And, you know, everyone working so hard here, and we hear Radio Sai every day in Hong Kong. We don't know how to thank all the brother and sister here. And today, I can be here and interview here. It's just like a dream come true. I'm sure the whole Sai family in Hong Kong feeling so proud and happy for me to be interviewed here. Thank you so much again.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Your Honor. We are honored to have you with us, Your Honor, on this special day. And your interview assumes great significance for us because you're probably one of the first people, at least I'm interviewing, 5 years after Mahasamadhi, who has come to Bhagwan's fold only after his leaving the physical body and who has taken to his mission like fish to water. So you're already such an involved person. Your faith is so deep in my conversations with you. I'm astounded by the commitment you have demonstrated after coming to this phenomenon of the Satya Sai Avatar 1 year after he left the body.
Yes, actually, it's really the calling from Swami after Mahasamadhi.
Mm-hmm.
My family and I come to Swami and come to Puttaparthi upon really his own calling in May 2012. Exactly the today event, Buddha Purnima, 4 years ago. We haven't seen the physical form of Swami. But you know, the first day when we come to the Puttaparthi, Swami gave his Sai Dasan to me in my dream. at the first light in the ashram. I still remember because we stay in the end broad there, very hot, no pillow there. That's what I complain in the room. And in my dream, Swami just stand in front of my whole family, very happy to welcome us. And then at the end, he give everyone one pillow. So he really know everything. And then, you know, when I woke up in my dream, I saw one beautiful rose petal just in front of my eye on my bed. You know, at that moment, I'm very sure Swami is in my room. So I quickly turned to my little sister, and then I want to wake her up. But she didn't wake up. She just simply put her hand in the air with the Swami always the blessing hand. So when I looked the Swami picture on the wall, and I saw the Swami exactly the same blessing hand there. So we are blessed by Swami and start our side journey from there. And then after that, when I return to the Hong Kong, second calling again in my deep heart, I have to come to Puttaparthi again without any option. But actually at that time, I really stuck in my profession. After 18 years practice as a lawyer, I lost all my interest to fight and to win the case for my client. And every day, I done my work in a very routine way. And after 6 p.m., I will rush to the site center to do all the site saver project. You know, at that time, I know I really raised the God grace because, you know, the God just arranged me to have such a privileged career as a lawyer. So my second trip to the Puttaparthi, I sent a prayer to Swami and I asked him to help me in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami immediately answered my prayer through a book of the Sai Dasan. I still remember what Swami said. He said, write all your problem in a letter and hand it to me. I will answer your prayer by an envelope of love. So before I leave Puttaparthi, I write a letter and I put on the Samadhi. And after that, when I return to the Hong Kong, I remember the first day when I back to the, my chambers, my law office.
Mm-hmm.
One senior colleague come to my room and said to me he was appointed as a judge by the judiciary. I was so happy and feeling so proud for him. Because we have only not more than 220 judges in mm-hmm. Hong Kong, mm-hmm. among 7 million population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a privilege to be appointed mm-hmm. as a judge.
Looks like a problem that is quite prevalent in India also. We have a great shortage, huge ratio of judge versus the population of the country.
And also because before 1997, Hong Kong is a colony of the British.
British, yes.
Yeah. So most of the judge is a British.
I see.
It's very little Chinese judge to be appointed. Sitting in the bench.
Big glass ceiling there.
Yeah. So when my colleague left mm-hmm. my room.
Yeah.
And I suddenly have a very strong calling in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be a judge.
Oh, I see.
But I frankly to tell you, I never to think I can be a, qualified as a judge.
Why do you say that?
No, not even in my dream. Because it's really high demanding.
Okay.
You can be a lawyer.
Mm.
But you have to be very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can qualify to be a judge. So, because, you know, at that moment, it's such a strong calling in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have no option. So, I don't know what to do. I just only knock my door, and then I bow down to a small picture in my chambers at that time. And I sent a prayer to Swami. And I said to Swami, Swami, it is your answer to my prayer. It is your envelope of love. If yes, just show to me. Let me know how to do, because I have no connection to the judiciary. And there's no open application for a lawyer to apply as a judge. So after my prayer, I go back to my table to do my paperwork. It's just only like after 5 minutes, someone locked my door. The same colleague came to me again. And he said to me, Isabel, do you want to be a judge like me? And then I say, yes. And then he said, I will help you. I will help you to file your application. Mm-hmm. You will be a very good judge. And at that moment, I have no word to thank Swami. With all his full blessing, I passed through all the interview smoothly. I still remember when I was waiting the final result from the judiciary board.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Puttaparthi again, and I performed one saver in the ashram. And after that, I still remember I stood in front of the N.A. board.
Mm-hmm.
I stand there, and there's a man come to me, and he just told me, Swami blessing to you. And he just handed a few packet of vibhuti to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just left. You know, when the moment the vibhuti packet in my hand, at that moment, my mobile phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
I received an international call from the Hong Kong judiciary telling me that I was appointed as a deputy judge, and wow. the court is ready for me to sit.
Wow.
It's no coincidence. All is Swami's arrangement.
And so quick.
Very quick. It's only within few months. Hmm. He really make all impossible become possible. And after that, Swami just make me to learn one thing when I sit in the bench. When I work hard for his work, I can earn full blessing and the grace from him. Because actually when I sit in the bench as a deputy judge, it's very difficult task, under big pressure. And I still remember one day after I finished one difficult case, I went back to my own chambers and I cried. And I say to Swami, I told Swami, I promised to Swami, I will work very hard for every case. I only request one thing. He just let me to come to Buddha parties to sit in front of him, to sit in front of the Samadhi. That's really enough for me. So after that, I booked the ticket to come to the Buddha party for weekend. Actually, it's not a weekend. It's only one Saturday.
Because you need so many hours to fly in and out.
After 5 days, court time, and then I go back to home to pack my luggage, and then I will go to the airport, and then I can manage to have 24 on Saturday, and then evening I will leave. So, and then I will arrive Hong Kong on Sunday. Because, you know one thing, I don't want to take any leave from the court, because I promised Swami one thing. I may not be a most brilliant judge in the band, but I will be one of the most hardworking judge to earn a good name for him. That's what I promised to him. But my family said to me, you are really crazy because you used the whole week. I mean, don't say about the ticket, okay? You used the whole week to apply the visa from the Indian consulate, only for 1 day trip. But I remember on that night when my family said to me, and then I, in front of Swami picture in my home, I said to Swami, I'm really crazy for you. Even 1,000, I come to you. And then the next day, do you know what happened? You know, my family go to the Indian consulate to get the passport. When I back home after court, I opened my passport. I got the multiple visa for 6 months without making such application. Actually, it's a Chinese citizen is not allowed to apply the multiple visa.
So you didn't have to do the running up and down for the next 26 weeks, huh?
Yeah, and since then, you know what? After that, every Saturday I come here. You know, I work 5 days.
How many hours each way flight?
5.5 hours.
So you fly about 11 hours on the weekend back and forth to have 2 darshans.
And 4 hours for the car drive.
Yes.
Yeah, for the taxi drive.
15 hours of travel time.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
What is it that you get out of having this 2 darshans on Saturday? Why would you go through such a ordeal to get here and have those two?
No, it's so important to me. It's really so important to me. Because, you know, when I work sitting in the bench, I need so much protection and guidance from Swami. Because, you know, I have to uphold the justice to serving the public for Swami. It's very different like when I'm acting as a lawyer.
Now you have to be fair and right.
I have to make the right judgment.
People's lives are at stake.
Exactly. I need to find out the truth. And I have to do the best. And I have to assist the party and give them the chance to have the fair trial. It's not easy at all. So every day I use a lot of energy. I tell you, I really spend all my energy.
So do you go inside and seek the answer within? Do you look for intuitive guidance on cracking the case and understanding what is the truth?
Of course, yes. I tell you one thing. You know, radio sites really helped me to do my case. I can tell
this
you.
This is something we must know.
I remember one morning, I got five very difficult cases in my court.
I see.
So everyone, you know, really looking for the result for my five cases. On that morning, during the break, I go back to my chamber. And then I turn on the radio site. And then the radio site, they share one story. And I still remember the site student, he shared the experience with the Swami when he's a student. And Swami asked the whole group of the students to do the grammar saver in the village. And then they come back and sitting in the Kuan Hall with Swami. And Swami said to them, have you seen the best midwife in the world from the village? He asked the student.
The best what?
Midwife.
Oh, you mean a midwife. Okay.
Yeah. And then Swami said, you know, this Miss Y is better than all the doctor from my super hospital. And she's the best of the world. And then no student can give the answer. And this one say, do you remember when you go to your home, there's one old lady to offer the basadam to all of you? They say, yes, yes, yes. And then one student said, but she's a really old lady. How come she's better than all the doctors in your super hospital? Mm-hmm. And Swami Anand said, do you know what? Every time this lady, she got the call to go out to visit the baby, before she got out of her house, she stand in front of the Swami altar. And she will only send one prayer to Swami. And she will ask Swami to take all over her work. So, and then Swami asked the student, every time I will answer her prayer, and I will take all over her work. And Swami is the God. When the God take over her work, she will become the best of the midwife of the world. Because the God is the number one.
I see.
So when I hear that, and then I quickly, you know, that is the secret Swami give to me.
I see.
So I quickly to stand in front of Swami altar, and then I say to Swami, only one thing, please take over all my work. I will become the best side judge in the world. And then, you know what? When I go back to the court, all my five difficult cases be settled with all happy ending and break the court record.
Wow.
You know, all five cases be settled.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Judge too.
You know, and break the whole court record.
Mm.
And then Swami really want to demonstrate one thing to me. You know, when I'm sitting in the bench, it's not my work, it's His work. Because, you know, my prayer to Swami is, I ask Him to make all my work into His work. When I'm sitting in the bench as the side judge, to make the side judgment for the party. So I ask Swami to take over me, so I will make the best judgment for Him.
I have a question for you. You know, the first experience that you spoke of about how Swami made the impossible possible, like within a matter of days from a board lawyer, you became a deputy judge and then you moved on to being a judge. You spoke of always looking for guidance.
Yes.
Okay, one instance, the guidance came through Radio Sai when you got that story. But when you speak of inner guidance, that Swami asked you to come, Swami guided you to do this, can you elaborate how that guidance is sought and how is it received? And this becomes extremely important at a time when some few devotees get confused because Swami is not physically present to interact with them. But that doesn't mean He is not accessible to us for inner guidance. So I would like to hear your thoughts on that, Judge.
Yeah. Actually, you know, during the 6-month trip, you know, to put a party every Saturday.
Weekend, yes.
I asked Swami, you know, He have to teach me by Himself. I don't want anyone to teach me to be my guru.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, I have the very strong vibration to merge with Him. And He really made me to have the confidence to apply as a permanent judge during that time. You know, and actually, I haven't asked Him. He just make me have the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you say, you know, how you seen the guidance from Swami. No, actually, when you really merging with Him, when you have a silent time with Him, what I'm saying is very important for me to come here. When you really like busy engaging in your work, when you interact with the other people, when you're doing so much WhatsApp with all your friends, you haven't got the silent time with Swami. So when I come here, I have my own silent time with Swami. When I'm sitting in the Kuan Hall, I don't take it for granted. I remember what Swami said. When I can sitting in the Kuan Hall, the first time He already repay all my good deed in my past life. The second time I can sitting there is because all His love and His blessing. So when I'm sitting there, I really like just have the silent time with Him. You know, I share one experience with you.
Please.
And during that time, I don't know why Swami make me have the confidence to apply as a permanent judge after only 6 months. So I go straight and file the application in Hong Kong Judiciary. After I file the application, I remember my court leader, field court leader, just told me one thing. And then he said, Isabella, if you fail your application this time, don't feel upset. Because not because your ability and performance. It's only because you are too little. You are too junior. The judicial board, they need to consider the other applicant, the other deputy judge who served the judiciary for 4 or 6 years already. They have filed more than one application. You are too new. You know, my court leader told me about that. I have one full conviction. I have only one boss in this world. That is Swami. If He permit and He appoint me to be a judge, no one can stop His will. So I don't ask anyone from the judiciary. I only ask Swami to appoint me as the permanent judge. I remember, you know, 1,000 are sitting in Kuan Hall. I remember it's September 2014. I suddenly have one thought in my mind. I'm sure it's Swami put a thought in my mind when I'm sitting in the Kuan Hall in the morning dozen. I will very soon to stand in front of the Samadhi to deliver a speech, very soon. After I return to the Hong Kong on Sunday, I received a message from the Song Pho leader, Father Billy Fong. He invited me to deliver a speech in the coming Chinese New Year program. Actually, they didn't know me. So they want to have an interview with me for the approval. And the scheduled time is in November, Swami birthday at Pasanti. And then I said yes. And then on that weekend, I come back here again. And I said, I just sitting in the Kuan Hall, I send a prayer to Swami. And I say to Swami, if you really choose me to speak on behalf of you for your miracle and blessing on me to be a judge, then you have to appoint me as a permanent judge first to complete the story. Otherwise,
then I'll have an interesting story to tell. Otherwise, you know, this movie is incomplete.
Exactly.
Yes.
Especially, I remember what Swami said, if something not done and not complete yet, you better to keep it in yourself. So actually, Swami is really hear my every prayer, and he showered his full blessing. And I remember the day before I take the flight to come to Puttaparthi for his birthday in November and to attend the interview for the speech, I was appointed as a permanent judge by the judiciary on 20th of November 2014. You know, it's really demonstrate. You know, Swami is only present without really the lid of the physical form. He just know everything. He's everywhere. But only one thing. You know, all the people already ask me one thing. It's better. You say, you know, Swami is only present everywhere. So why you not stay in the Hong Kong Science Center? Instead, you trouble yourself to buy the ticket to come every weekend here. And, you know, my answer is simple. Of course, God is everywhere. Unless you yourself can put your vibration and your level to in touch with the divine level. That means unless you have the enough silent time and you spend time to really catch up the divine level. You know, in Hong Kong and also like in every country, when you work, you first thing you exhaust your energy. When you in touch with different people, to interact with the people, you lose your energy. And sometimes you lost your temper and you not follow the teaching of Swami, then your divine level become lower and lower. So it's very difficult for ourselves to feel Swami is everywhere. Even Swami to give the answer to you, you can't catch up the answer.
Because there's so much noise around you.
Exactly.
So this is the place where you plug yourself into the motherboard and you start downloading.
The purpose for me to come every weekend here is very important. First thing, for myself, I really need silent time with Swami. You know, every moment in Pasanti, everything no coincidence, everything arranged by him. And every interact with the people and every inter the event and the saver, I learn so much thing from Swami. And the second thing is, when I sitting in Kuan Hall and I do meditation in his mandi, and he allowed me to merge with his vibration. Everyone can do. So long as you have the time with him, he's already there. He already want to merge with you. Yeah, everyone can do it. So it's just only whether you want to sacrifice your time, your ticket money to come here to merge with him. I remember Swami said, you know, even you got the money to buy the ticket, that money is sacred. Because that money is for you to have the chance to merge with the divine. You know, for myself, I always say to my family, we are so lucky. We no need to die. We can come here to go to the heaven to see the God emerging with his vibration. And then after that, we can go back to our own world. We are so lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know why the people, they don't grasp the chant. You know, all the people, every time they will ask me, Isabella, are you going to Puttaparthi again? I say, yes. And they say, you are so lucky. I say, yes, I'm very lucky. And then I will ask them one question back. I say, when you come with me? And then he say, when he call me, I will come. And then I will say to them, Swami already call you. He already give the chance for you to go.
The invite is always there.
Always there. Swami's love and, you know, the mercy is already there. But it's only you. Whether you want to sacrifice your family time, your so-called family time, and your friend gathering time, or your weekend resting time to come over here.
You have such a stressful job being a judge in the judiciary. And then when you spent that entire period of time when you came every single weekend to Puttaparthi, did you not find yourself lacking some downtime back home, doing your shopping, getting caught up with your laundry, or just hanging out with friends? You must have missed out all the socializing.
Yeah, that's also the question, you know, from all my Thai friends from my Hong Kong Thai Center. Actually, for the first 6 months when I'm sitting in the bench as a deputy judge, I'm very lucky. I have a very good family. I have a very good sister. When I come over here, my sister go back to with my parents, spend time with my parents during the weekend time. I come here, actually when I'm merging with Swami Vibration and Energy, one thing I'm very, very sure, the energy is not for myself. Mm-hmm. It's only for his work.
Okay.
Even for myself, it's a physical form.
Yeah.
Why I need so much energy? I don't need so much
energy.
So
you draw this intense energy and you go back and you start working for him.
I come back here to recharge my energy so that I can do my best in the bench. And also my family, they all understand. You know, I told them, you know, when I'm sitting in the bench, it's not for myself. It's such an important job, you know, to find out the justice for the party, because all the party, they're waiting for such a long time to come to the court, and also for this case, maybe it means so much for their life. So when I'm sitting there, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm serving the public to uphold the justice. So I tell you, every day when I'm doing the case with them, because, you know, they're fighting to each other. I mean, forget their karma, okay? The karma stuff. There's so much negative energy. When I'm doing with them, of course I have the protection from Swami, but I really losing all my energy. I use a lot of energy to do all the case. And also I got different safer project as well. So the weekend time, I come back, really have the signing time with Swami, merging with him, one thing. I recharge myself. Then I keep up my level. Then I got the wisdom, the divine wisdom, to deal with all my case. You know, when I come here, and also all the time, you know, the people that ask me, "Ah, you're so lucky, Isabella. When you send a prayer to Swami, Swami will answer you quickly, and he will give what you want." And I will say to them one thing. Every time I ask the prayer, Swami answer my prayer, because I'm not asking for myself. I only asking for his side mission, that he will answer quickly.
But when you asked to become a deputy judge or a judge, you asked for yourself, right?
No, actually, now I'm sitting in the bench. I really perform as a side judge. I tell you one thing. I send a prayer to Swami. I say to Swami, I got different project. I don't want to ask any money from other people. I want to have my own fund and my trust fund to do all my project, so that when the people, they come here to do the favor, they have no issue of the money. Okay, they can come free hand and enjoy the whole saver. Because I no need to pay the rent, I no other expenses. And very frank, I earn a very good money. The first day when I'm sitting in the bench, I told Swami, after deduct the money for the ticket, okay, and also some money for my daddy and mommy, all the balance, I give it to the saver project. I don't keep any single dollars in my bank account. Actually, my family also say it's quite crazy. You know, you earn very good money, but you spend all the money in different projects. I got different projects.
Speaking of which, can you tell us about some of the saver projects that you are so intensely associated with in Hong Kong? If you could please bring us up to speed.
In Hong Kong Saver, we have different projects. Actually, in our site center, we are proud of our saver team, because every day we got saver.
7 days a week?
Yeah, every day in different range.
Wonderful.
In Hong Kong, about the saver, we got the very signature Sweet Slipper Saver.
What is that about?
Actually, in Hong Kong, we have about 400 to 500 slipper. Some is a Vietnamese refugee. They came to Hong Kong before.
I see.
And they become a Sweet Slipper.
Okay.
And some is a Pakistan or Lebanese. And because in Hong Kong, the accommodation is very expensive. So that's why they sleep in the street.
I see.
Some of them, they got work. Okay.
But home is on the street.
Yeah, on the street.
I know, I have seen one documentary that Brother Ashok Kriplani had shared with us about that seva. It was so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Such a wealthy country, people sleeping on the sidewalk under cardboard boxes.
And also, most of them are drug addict people.
Oh.
So their inability to work.
Yes.
So, like,
sad.
Every week, we will serve them with the hot food and the dry packet, with the tissue, veggie cup noodle and biscuits and chocolate. And also during winter time, we will give them all the jacket and towel, all the necessary thing to them every weekend and 2 times per week. So after court time, we will rush to the site center with all our people. Some people, they will bring their car. And the lady, they will cook and pack hot food during the day for about 400 people. And then for us, after court, so we will have our own home team to distribute all the hot food and dry to the street sleeper. And we also, in this Maha Samadhi, we have launched a very good saver project for the case home project. Because accommodation is so expensive in Hong Kong. You know, the poor people, they're living like the, what the Japanese, they say, the capsule. Do you know about the capsule hotel?
Yeah, very, like very tiny.
Very tiny boxes.
Yeah.
They just live there.
In shoe boxes,
yeah, but they still need to pay the rent.
Yes.
So they are really poor. So, but you know, for this project, we are so proud of ourselves. Because in Hong Kong, among the Red Cross and all other charitable organizations and all other the temple organizations, they can't do it. Because why? Because, you know, all the cave homes, they are located in the old building.
I see.
So you are very difficult to find them. For street sleep people, you can go to the street.
Street, yeah.
And then you can find them.
Hmm.
Okay. But for the cave home people, there's only one organization, charitable organization in Hong Kong. They managed to do it. They got the list. They got all the list of the people. So, you know, actually, me and my own saver team, using 2 years to gather the list of these people.
Hmm.
And before the Maha Samadhi, we used 6 months to do the trial saver for this cave home. Because when you organize the saver, it's not easy. In a sense, is you not only to give the chance for the people to serve, but before that, you have to make sure it's safe.
Mm.
And everything, the logistics, is all in a good order.
Oh, so you have to do a lot of planning and logistics.
Yeah, and discipline. And doing a whole saver, we follow all the teaching of Swami and make sure everyone in the saver, they are being in the saver.
Mm-hmm.
And we always remind all our saver participants. It doesn't matter whether you are Sai devotee or you are Christian. We just want everyone to be in the saver, to feel the presence of the Lord. Because saver is, it's very different. It's not a voluntary work. It's not a normal voluntary work. It's a spiritual sadhana. Because you have offering your saver work to Swami. And you know, all the people, they're asking me, why you so enjoy and why you really so deeply involved in the saver work?
Mm.
And my answer is only one answer.
Mm.
Because when I perform the saver work, that is the most intimate moment with Swami.
Wow.
You know, when I'm doing the saver work, in every moment, I know Swami with me. Because I'm not doing my own work. I'm doing His work. You know, in each saver, everything we got the problem, I will ask Him. He will definitely answer immediately, every time the same. So every time I ask the people, you want Swami to answer your prayer immediately, come to our saver. If you can't come, you ask Swami to arrange the time for you. Then you definitely can come. Because you are not doing your own work. You are doing His work. He definitely will take care.
That's a refrain I hear from everybody who does a lot of seva, that when they do Swami's work, realizing their instrument, Swami takes care of everything else in their life.
He really take care of everything.
Mm. Everyone tells me that, who have had the pleasure of and the privilege to hear so many members of the Sai community who serve very selflessly, and all of them say what you say. Judge Isabella Chu, you have so many intense experiences of feeling His omnipresence, feeling His blessings. And you're a living example of a person who has made that inner connection and continues to constantly feel the presence and guidance of the cosmic Sai.
Yeah.
Without any attachment to the form.
Yes.
And it's very direct and it's between you and Him, heart to heart.
Actually, one thing I learned now, Swami really made me to know after a few years, when I unity with His people by pure love, I can see His presence between ourselves. We don't need the physical form. He really showed me all the examples.
So as long as we have unity between us.
Yeah, like what Swami say, when there is unity, there is a purity. When there is a purity, divinity will manifest. It's really, really true.
Mm.
Because I remember when I delivered the speech in the Kuan Hall,
Yes.
And also some occasion in the Sai Center, in different Sai Center. I noticed one thing. Swami, every time, he put a special group of people to listen my speech. I remember when I delivered the speech in Kuan Hall, and Swami arranged, of course, my family and also my saver teammate.
Mm.
They all there. And after I delivered my speech, you know, all my teammate and my family, they said to me only one thing, the same thing. You know, when I delivered the speech, they keep non-stop to send in pay for me. And when I just, you know, walk in front of the samadhi, to come out, you know, to walk in front of Swami, they already, you know, to cry non-stop, all the tear in their eyes, because they're so happy, they're feeling so proud of me.
Mm.
So no matter what I speak, they will say, excellent. You know, actually, that is really the pure love.
Mm.
No jealousy, no any condition attached. You know, that is the unity between, you know, these people and myself. You know, when there's a unity between us by the pure love, no jealousy, then it will take out the divinity from your own heart, to touching your own heart. Because, you know, the devotee, they just said to me, you know, during your speech, I can feel the really the vibration from your speech, and I can really feel the Swami from you. And then I said to them one example. Because I remember last year when I went to the Himalayan mountain, to the Bhavina temple.
The Badrinath temple.
Yeah, with one side group there. With all Swami blessing, we went up to the mountain to perform the Grama Seva there. So we bring all the rice, banquet, all the food, vibhuti, Swami picture to every family. I remember our whole group went to one house there, one very small house there. There's one old lady, wear very dirty clothes. He just come out, and then my whole group, we serve all the food and banquet and vibhuti and Swami picture to her. And she was so touched, and she quickly to bend her body to touch the feet of our saver team head to get the blessing from him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? My saver team head, he quickly, humbly to bend his body to touch the feet of this old lady and to get the blessing from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this moment, you know, this old lady, he cried and cried his face with all the loving tears.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure in her night, no one to treat her as a god and to get the blessing from her. Just at that moment, mm. when I'm looking at her face, I can really feel Swami from her.
Mm.
I can feel, you know, Swami really looking from me.
Mm.
You know, that really make me to understand the unity of our pure love without the discrimination.
Mm.
We can take out the divinity from our own heart to touching our own heart.
Mm.
Just at that moment, we can feel the Swami is present within us. So what the lead of the physical form of Swami? I'm sure Swami, to love his physical body, he really want us to go inside, to have the inside connection with him. Like the people ask me, how you send a prayer, how to talk to the Swami? I say you have to look inside, have your own faith, to have the own inner connection with Swami. And you have to believe Swami really resided in your heart and listen to all your prayer. And really with you. If you don't feel Swami with you, I ask the people, come to Buddha party. Because, you know, when you're at home, your energy is very low. It's very difficult to connect to the divine energy. When you come to Buddha party, when you're sitting in the Kuan Hall, when you after the evening darshan, when you go to the mandi, to sit inside the mandi for meditation, you will know what is the God energy. You can see Swami is sitting in the mandi. So if you can't feel Swami, just come to Buddha party. Because he is the holy home, and he is the heaven. So if you can't feel it, you don't know how to communicate with Swami, just come here. Don't rely on other people. Don't ask them, you know, to send prayer for you, to pick coconut for you. But of course, I can tell you, every time I come here, like this morning, I already booked 10 coconut for everyone. Every time I come here, morning, evening, I book so many coconut for everyone, for the people they have a cancer.
Mm.
And every time I book the coconut for the people they suffering cancer, every time I cut my hand with the blood. But every time I will do. Because I tell Swami, you know, I don't take it for granted I can come here.
Mm.
I come here, I'm really blessed by him. So if anything I can do for his people, I will do for it. You know, even I can book the coconut for them. I'm very blessed. You know, I got the chance to come here, you know, to touch the holy hand. And also, you know, for myself, he is the heaven. I no need to die.
And then experience heaven.
Yeah, I can experience.
I always say that.
Yeah,
I can be alive and experience heaven, yes.
Yeah, we are so lucky.
We are.
So, until now, I do remember there's one senior devotee to tell me, if you got a thought in your mind, wanted to come to Puttaparthi, that is the grace already. It doesn't matter whether you actually, at the end, you can come here or not. If you got a thought in your mind, that is the grace.
Yeah, because they say even the thought of Swami, that we remember him or think of him, is his grace. He wills it, and so we think of him. So if he gives so much of yearning and love for him, that is his grace.
Yeah, I can share with the my two experience. That's very short experience. To really see his real presence.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first year when I delivered a speech in the Kuan Hall. 2 days before the Chinese New Year, Swami sent one very lovely Sai sister to come to my room to make sure I'm all well for the speech, teach me how to wear the sari, and how to walk in front of the samadhi. And he makes sure I'm all well, okay? And at the end, he reminds me one thing. And she said, Swami said to the student, apart you have to put the vibhuti on your forehead, you have to put the komkom on your forehead. But at that time, I haven't got any komkom at all. So I thought I just put the vibhuti on my forehead for my speech. But next day, my family, Brother Reagan, he come back after the evening dozen, and he said to me, Swami have given you a special vibhuti for your speech. I said, what happened? And then he said to me, after the evening dozen, and he done the Padamaskar in Samadhi, and at that moment, there's one senior elder come out from the Mandi
mm-hmm.
to welcome four Indian officer, government officer, who stood in front of Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he also requests Reagan together with this four officer to go inside the Mandi. And then they're sitting there, and this senior elder, he just went behind the Swami altar to took a silver chair behind the Swami big picture. And then distribute everyone 2 special packet of the vibhuti for everyone.
Mm.
And then ask them to leave. And then Megan said to me, Swami definitely to give this 2 special vibhuti for your speech. And then when he put the vibhuti in my hand is shaken.
Mm.
You know, the vibhuti is so strong.
Mm.
And then Megan told me, you can use 1 packet for your speech. And then you can give 1 packet to your friend. Because, you know what? At that time, I got one safer teammate, his wife, suffering the cancer. Whenever I got a special vibhuti from here, I will give to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I don't know why. I got the full conviction and said to him, this 2 packet definitely is Swami to give it to me for my speech only, to have all his vibration so that I can touch the heart and the soul of all the devotee to feel the presence of Swami, not for my friend. And then I told them, you open it, 1 packet is vibhuti, 1 packet is komkom, for sure. And then we open it, it's 1 packet of vibhuti, 1 packet of the komkom. Swami is really know everything, mm. He arranged everything. But actually on that evening, I got one question on my mind. Should I share the that packet of vibhuti to my friend mm. who's suffering the cancer?
Mm.
Because his illness is more important. And then the next morning, this question still in my mind.
Mm.
I remember after the Veda chanting finished, there's one lady just come to sit behind me and she pressed my shoulder and actually she hand 1 packet of vibhuti to me.
Mm.
And she said to me, Swami asked me to pass this packet of vibhuti to you. This packet of vibhuti is material from his picture and for curing the illness. And she also said, Swami know you got a friend who is now very ill. You have to pass this packet of vibhuti to her.
Mm. This stranger tells you this.
Yes, this lady. You know which session, you know, I sit, you know, for the coordinate session.
Mm.
I haven't seen this lady before. And then I got this vibhuti with me. And then I cry and cry. You know, Swami is really know everything. He not even to give me a question or a doubt in my mind to hinder my speech on that evening.
Mm.
At that moment, I'm very sure Swami is really with me. You know, I quickly to send a prayer to Swami. I asked him to help our Chinese New Year basadam.
Mm.
You know what? Because we have to prepare all the golden corn, chocolate,
mm. Mm.
as a basadam to disciple in the Kuan Hall for the Chinese New Year program, and also to disciple in the General Hospital and Super Hospital, and also the Grandma Saver. Mm. But you know, on that day, 10,000 chocolate still remanded in the airport custom.
Oh dear.
And my teammate, actually on that afternoon, they're waiting in the airport custom in Bangalore. I couldn't manage to contact them. You know what? Because they are requested by the custom for further 22 document and certificate for the chocolate. We are impossible to provide further document to them. So my team, they decide not to hear my phone. They just wait for me to finish my speech. And then they will inform me, they will leave the custom and come back to put a party with the chocolate. You know, at that time, you know, I have sent to Swami one prayer. I said to Swami, I only one request for him. If he is happy for my speech on that evening, I really want Swami to put all his prasadam in the hand of all his devotee to feel the love and the grace. That is only one request for me, for my speech. Okay? And you know what? Just at the time when I finished my speech in the Kuan Hall, my teammate, they received a call from the custom to informing them all 22 documents were exempted and all the chocolate, the box of chocolate, be released to them immediately. Only one request for them. They leave 50 packets of the chocolate bested by Swami in the Samadhi and sent back to the custom for their officer.
Mm.
That's it. You know, on that midnight.
What a happy request.
Yes. On that midnight, all the chocolate sent back to the Buddha party and disappeared at the last day of the Chinese New Year program on his holy first day.
Swami liked your speech, obviously.
You know, actually, it's what a beautiful gift from Swami. Oh. He answered our prayer at the best timing to show his omnipresence.
Mm.
It's really, Swami's physical form is not here. But he's everywhere, and he can really know what you think, what you want, and he will answer your prayer. Of course, I say, if you ask anything for his work, he definitely will answer. But anytime you ask the thing for yourself, because of Swami's love and mercy on us, he also answer our prayer. Every time. You know, like today is a very auspicious and very important day for my whole family, because today is Buddha Purnima. 4 years ago, Buddha Purnima in 2012 is the first time upon his calling we come here. And after 4 years, you know, this morning I'm sitting in the Kuan Hall, I feel so touched. Because after this 4 years, Swami make all impossible to be possible, and he's shifting me to sitting in the bench as a side judge. Actually, this is impossible. I tell you, it's really impossible. Within 6 months, I can be appointed as a permanent judge, a lady judge in Hong Kong.
Of Chinese descent.
Yeah. Yes! I become of the 220 judge in 7 million population in Hong Kong. You know, it's really impossible. And my whole family become a Swami devotee, especially my parents.
What is your traditional heritage? Were you churchgoers before becoming Sai Baba devotees? Did you believe in God?
No, actually, I'm a Christian.
Christian, okay.
Yeah, I'm a very devoted Christian. But still, the same.
Same, of course. Same. So that's why you're so charitable by disposition.
Yeah, and apart from, you know, my whole family now become the Sai devotee, and we got so much chance given by Swami to handle different projects by all the members of my family, including my mom. My mom also went to the China to perform the China Saver project there. So, you know, I promised to Swami one thing. You know, I don't know how to thank him. But I say to Swami, I want to show everyone one thing. I'm not only one of the Sai devotees who can wear the beautiful sari.
Well, which you do really well. I must compliment you.
I want to show the people, not only that, I can be sitting in the bench to be a Sai judge in the daytime. And the evening time, I can organize, I can give instruction for all the Saver project. Not only this, you know, I say to Swami, I not only to give instruction, not only to talk and to give instruction for other people to do, but for every Saver project, I myself, to work for the project myself.
Hands on, yes.
Yeah, I really want to do everything to thank him and to make him to feel proud of me and to be his dear one. That I will keep going and going to do it.
Very, very noble aspiration, I must say.
Yeah, and really, like just like your question before, You haven't got time with the fans and for other things. You know, for us, you know, like every day, 5 day work in court, and the evening, every day after court day, we will go for the silver portrait. Even at home, we go back home, I can tell you, every day we buy takeaway. Because after dinner time with my family, we do different things. You can see the oil painting and drawing. You know, like Bud Reagan, he would do the drawing. Mm. And we were like packing the basadam. We will have discussed, you know, how to do better for the cyber project. Because we have the cyber project. But every time when I discuss with different cyber team leader, we have to improve. Because our cyber project is not only a saver work, it's a spiritual sadhana. It's easy to complete a saver work, but the thing is, you have to make sure, it's not easy to make sure every devotee being in the saver and during the saver time, they can feel the presence of Swami or the presence of the God. So, you know, the saver leader, one of the important duties is to make sure your team member during the saver time, they can merge in with the God, so that they can offering all their saver work at the spiritual sadhana to the God, and they can keep closer to the mm-hmm. God. That's very important. That's not easy. You know, like we go to Swiss slipper. It's easy, you know, you can serve them to the hot food and also the dry, but you have to put your heart inside. When you have to interact with the Swiss slipper, you really have to treat this slipper as Swami. Because Swami is everywhere, in different people. Even in the Swiss slipper, he's Swami. So we have to, when we pass the hot food to them, they can feel the love.
Yes.
And they can feel the presence of the God.
God.
And at that moment, can take out, you know, the divide between us. That's very important. Don't waste the time of all the saver time. Because, you know, when we can participate in the saver work, we are blessed. It's not easy.
I know. Only the very fortunate ones get the opportunity to serve.
Really? Because every time, you know, for different beautiful saver projects, I always to call different people to come, to join. But even, no matter so hard, you ask them to participate. Some people, they got different skill at the last minute.
Yeah,
they cannot participate.
And the fact that, you know, our schedules clear up and we have the willingness to do and everything, our circumstances work in our favor, our families cooperate, it is all His grace. I'll just share a small thing with you. Judge, my colleague was reading out to me that Swami in the 1970s was addressing a bunch of foreigners and he said to those devotees that you're all circulating some book amongst yourself about the awakening of the Kundalini and you're all talking about it, this method, that method, this is how you awaken the Kundalini, this energy goes up, that energy goes up, this is what you feel like. Today I will tell you the purpose of awakening your Kundalini is to experience that oneness with God and supreme bliss. Today I shall tell you how you can attain it the easiest and the fastest way in the Kali age.
Yeah.
He said, if you want to experience Kundalini awakening, just do one thing. Join the Sri Sati Sai Seva organization. When you bend your body, you mend your mind and you mend your senses and end the mind, that state is Kundalini awakening. You need not sit in some very difficult posture, inhaling from one nostril, exhaling from one nostril, performing any kind of gymnastics.
Yes.
Just service is all you need. Selfless, loving service where you always remember the person you're serving is God.
Yes.
The person who's serving is God. And the food or the prasadam that is being presented or the blanket that is being presented is God's gift.
Yes.
So that is really what you are doing. And I think that's why you're on such a high. You're so excited about serving and you seem so happy doing it.
Yes.
And I think you really exemplify what Bhagwan said. That the true Kundalini awakening will happen when you serve with the passion.
And also one thing, because since you have so much chance to participate in His Sight Saver, we have to work hard with the wisdom to organize a good saver to give a platform for all different people to experience the same blessing from the Lord.
How do you do that? Well, as a leader, what do you do to ensure that your entire team experiences the same joy that you are experiencing?
So we have to set up, you know, the discipline. And also, we have to, like, you know, different team. I will organize different people there. You know, some people, they are like, they know all the principle. And we make sure that when we do the saver, we have to really focus on Swami. Don't forget all your work in the daytime. Of course, all the people that come here, they're very happy to see each other and talk about their work and how your family, like this. But, you know, for the savor.
Be in the moment, 101%.
Yeah, be in the moment. Mm. So, as a leader there in the team, I will start myself first. I will start, you know, like the next location when we serve, how we serve there. Okay? So, simple thing. Even when we park the car there, I just tell them, you know, for our savor, we can't break the law of the land. Okay? We have to follow all Swami teaching so that we can earn His grace.
So no clever parking in some...
No, because only for this thing, I use 1 year to persuade my other team leader to follow all the law, you know, in the world. You know, because we carry so much dry water, so many, for a few hundred, you know, they will like to take the convenience to have a good parking. I remember one time we parked under the beach. That is the prohibited area. But because all my teammates, they say, no, 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 we should park here, you know, because we carry so much thing. We should do that. And I asked them to say no. They reject to listen. And I remember on that Mahasamadhi day, that is a special saver. You know, for special saver, we have the special blessing from Swami, for sure. But on that day, there's a team of the police to follow us. And then they come here to want to issue the ticket for us.
Oh,
and then I said to them, you know, what the purpose for us to do. And then he just, you know, shouting to my whole team member, saying that, he say, you know, for the other Red Cross member, all the people, they also like to come to serve the people here. But they trouble themselves to park very far away to follow the law, and they carry all the items to walk through all the road and to serve the people here. Since you all people doing all the good work, but how come you break the law and trouble our whole team of police officers to follow you to come here? You know, not a good thing, right?
Yes, it's a very important lesson. You have to be a good citizen first.
Yeah. So, and then I just explained to my team member, see, you know, in the Mahasamadhi, we have this special protection and special blessing from the Swami. How come, you know, just for today, not other day? You know, we do every week, but only on Samadhi day. The whole team, the police, to come here. And then, you know, we don't bring a good name for the Swami because our whole side team to break the law. So, and then after that time, you know, everyone, we follow the law. And then I say to them, don't take the convenience, you know, because we got all the car and all the lady prepare all the dry and all the hot fruit. And I said to them, you know, for myself, if I can carry a healthy thing, you know, for all the water, banana, all the hot fruit and dry, walk very far away to serve the people, like we go to the Case Home building, we walk 10 floor to carry all the...
We don't have elevators.
No. We carry all the rice oil to go up to the 10 floor.
Wow.
Okay? You know, that to me is a really good saver. It's give and take. You know, it's so convenient. You cannot really feel you are in the saver when you carry so healthy and walk 10-4. And I'm so proud to say to Swami, you know, I don't, you know, there's no need, but I still carry all your stuff to serve all your people with all my love. I still remember when we go to the top roof to bring all the stuff to serve the Case Home people, the old people there. They are so happy. And all the tears from their eyes. Because you all people, and most of our team is Indian people. So do you know the Chinese old people think, you are Indian people, and I don't know you, you are not my family. You walk up to 10-4 to carry all the rice, oil, and all the utility for me. I didn't know you. Yet they are so touched. And you know, that is a real sight saver. To unity our pure love. We are a family. And you know, during that time, all the people, all our members, they really like touching at that moment. Death
it moves
important.
You inside, and you know, you feel your heart opening. When you feel that joy of that person whom you have served so selflessly, and you cry with them, and you share a tear, you feel so moved. That's when I think Swami's love just connects you.
Yes. So, you know, when my team member, they're feeling touched and really enjoy the savor, I'm happy. You know, every time I told my family, you know, every time when we finish the sweet slipper savor, when we go back home, it's about like 10 o'clock already. with our takeaway box. Mm. But when we sitting in our living room with the aircon, even we are eating the takeaway, we are so blessed, you know. Mm. Compared with the people, they sleep in a very dirty street, mm. and no aircon, no water for bath, and no toilet. You know, we are so blessed. So, like every time I share, you know, my experience with my teammate, do you think, you know, when we do a favor, we are helping people? No, we are helping ourselves.
Yes, and it's such a big reality check to see
yeah.
how blessed we are. Otherwise,
exactly.
we can just be whiners or compare ourselves to those who have more. You come back and you feel so humble that God has given you so much and you feel gratitude for it.
Exactly.
Much appreciation. Otherwise, one can easily lose focus and complain about a very perfectly nice life also.
Exactly. And also, learn from Lao, you for the Saver Project, you know, for the organized Saver Project, I will leave it to the other people. I tell my family, because since we got the experience to do Saver, and we every time we try to learn to do a better Saver. So, you know, the organized Saver, we just leave it to other people to do it. For ourselves, with Swami wisdom and with His blessing, we should to do like the Ketong Saver. You know, we should do the, all the trial Saver to explore the other project, to make it organized, and to give the platform for all the people to participate. You know, like our Sweet Slipper, just now I mentioned. Because since we have to do this Saver for 5 or 6 years already, for Breakfast Saver, I still remember, you know, I mentioned my best teammate. Asuk Kabanani. I remember I together with Asuk and his wife and myself and also my friend, four of us, to do the breakfast saver by ourselves, to carry all the breakfast in the morning at 6 o'clock. Only four of us. You know, we just want to try to experience. It is workable. It is doable. So we try a few times first.
Mm.
And then we just make all the logistic, everything to set it up for all the people to participate. Because we want all the people to come with the free hand. Just no any pressure. No need to contribute anything. Even you have no car, no prepared food, doesn't matter. Just come by yourself.
And just participate in delivery.
Participate.
Yeah.
Delivery. You know, if you got car, you can bring your car. If any lady, they can't come, they want to prepare the sandwich at home, you can do. Let them, everyone participate.
In whatever manner they can comfortably do so.
Yeah.
Whether it's behind the scenes preparing the food or just coming to deliver.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, wow, I've really been so inspiring to hear of your passion for Swami, your ability to connect with Him, your ability to translate His teachings into your everyday life and feel that joy which comes across in the way you communicate and share your story. I'm honored, Your Honor.
No, thank you so much.
To hear you on this episode of Learning with Love. A lot of learning for myself, and I'm reasonably sure our listeners are also going to learn from you.
Thank you so much. Actually, only one thing I want, last thing I want to share.
Yes.
In last World Conference, when I delivered a speech in the stage, it's such an honor. But, you know, because I, over time, when I talk over time, I can't really at the end run up beautifully. I feel very upset myself. Even everyone says very good speech. When I come up from the stage, I sitting there, I feel very upset. I want to cry. Because, you know, every time Swami gives me the chance to share His experience with me, I tell Swami, I don't want to waste 1 second given by the God. It's very important. Okay? You know, on that moment, I really want to cry. And suddenly, one delegate sit next to me. She just turned to me and she said, Isabella, do you know that, you know, in my past, I have a 20 year with Swami. I got like a lot of interview with Him, but only one interview, He talked to me. Do you know what He said to me? And I said, what? And He said, Swami suddenly said to me, I don't want you to be the best. I want you to do the best. Now, just at that moment, Swami knowed. He know I really want to cry. So He just fooled this delegate to tell me one thing. No matter you feel very upset because you can't wind up beautifully, but Swami know I do my best already. He just want me to do the best. Just when we do our work, and also our Savior work, we don't need to be the best, but we just do the best in offering to Swami. And today is our very auspicious Buddha Purnima at tonight program. I really want to send a very sincere prayer for everyone hear this interview.
Mm-hmm.
I will ask Swami to choose everyone here to be His chosen one, and permitting all of us to merge in with Him with all His vibration and energy, not for ourselves, but only for His same mission. As Swami said, we don't need to be the best, but we need to do the best. And we have to promise to Swami, we have to do our best and to make Him feel proud of us and to be His dear one. Salam to everyone.
Wow. Amen to that. That's a very nice prayer. Thank you so much, Judge Isabella Chu. I've really enjoyed this interview and learned a lot from you. And I thank you for making the time to speak to Radio Sai.
And thank you so much. At last, I have to, on behalf of every devotee in our Hong Kong, to say thank you, to express our deep gratitude to in the Radio Sai. We really appreciate all your hard work. We don't know how to thank you, but we will keep sending our prayer for all your work, for all the people at Radio Sai. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Learning with Love with Judge Isabella Chu of Hong Kong. Please send us your feedback, ideas and suggestions regarding this interview and any other Radio Sai program by email. Our email ID remains listener@radiosai.org. I repeat, listener@radiosai.org. Or ORG. Now today I'm happy to bring you bhajans sung by Baba's Chinese devotees from Malaysia. That's what I will close with. And you will enjoy some familiar tunes with lyrics in a Chinese language. I do not personally know if it's Mandarin or Cantonese or Hokkien or any other, but it is Chinese definitely. And dear listeners, I believe I made an error in my announcement earlier when in my enthusiasm I said that Brother Shravanam, Sai Shravanam, had composed music for Quest for Infinity. That was incorrect. For the correct title is Man Who Knew Infinity. It's about Ramanuja, the mathematician. It tells you I don't really get to watch any movies, so I got the title wrong. That's a very lame excuse though. And I want to thank our listener, Sarma Pulela from Connecticut, USA, for pointing this out. So the movies that his music is very well known for are Life of Pi, among many others, and Man Who Knew Infinity. And I also want to give you a friendly heads up for the next 3 weeks, I hope. With Swami's grace, I hope to bring you a 3-part conversation. The first episode is a build up, a foundation, and there's a lot of learning there. Then from episode 2, there are lovely stories and experiences to highlight the point that my guest will be making. And my guest, of course, is going to be Professor G. Venkatraman in the first 2 episodes. And in the final episode, which is the funnest and the culmination of all this information, my colleague, Brother C.G. Sai Prakash, will also join Professor G. Venkatraman in bringing our listeners up to speed about something very historic. So I'm going to save the surprise. I won't give away what it's about. But please stay with Radio Sai every Thursday morning at 9:40, and we hope to serve you some delectable menus of inspiration and love for Swami. With that, this is a very grateful Karuna from Team Radio Sai, signing off and thanking you for your company. Till we meet next Thursday, please be well, keep seeking, and stay inspired. I now leave you to enjoy a few bhajans by Baba's Chinese-speaking devotees, sung on various occasions in the Sai Kulwan Thal, mostly on Chinese New Year, in Prashanti Nilayam, in the Divine Presence. Jai Sai Ram.
Chen hai ban mang mang ma phan chi phong lang
Chen hai ban mang mang ma phan chi phong lang
Chen hai ban mang mang ma phan chi phong lang
Chen hai ban mang mang ma phan chi phong lang
Thien huan 的幽暗，怎不叫人起惊慌？
天昏地幽暗，怎不叫人起惊慌？
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 我像只小羔羊，哀鸣在路旁。
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 爸爸问声。将恩赐我以爱之光，
爸爸问声儿将恩赐我以爱之光，
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 有联系有叮咛使我重获新希望，
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 从此心心起不再彷徨和悲伤，
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 从此心心起不再彷徨。
尘海奔茫茫，哪堪及风浪？
尘海奔茫茫，哪堪及风浪？
天昏地幽暗，怎不叫人起惊慌？
天昏地幽暗，怎不叫人起惊慌？
我像只小羔羊，哀鸣在路旁。
我像只小羔羊，哀鸣在路旁。
爸爸问声儿将，恩赐我以爱之光。
爸爸问声儿将。
有联系有叮咛使我重获新希望，
有联系有叮咛使我重获新希望，
从此心心起不再彷徨和悲伤，
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 从此心心起不再彷徨和悲伤。
尘海奔茫茫，风浪。
想你在佛心经里寻找常住不灭佛光，
想你在佛心经里寻找常住不灭佛光，
寻找常住不灭佛光，
将你在佛心地里寻找常住不灭佛光，
佛光普照四方，点亮智慧的灵光，
佛光普照四方，点亮智慧的光，佛光普照四方，点亮智慧。
生命的真谛弘扬，
为我树下苗栽，栽培生命的真谛弘扬。寻找他。